Well, returning to our first story and dealing with the situation in Kenya after the presidential election, we're going to cross over to London. I'd like to welcome publisher, Africa Briefing, Jonathan Ofansa. Thank you so much for being with us. Tell me your take on exactly what you think is taking place. What is going on in Kenya post-election? Do you think that there was some election manipulation?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, look, for the first time, you know, the electronic voting system put in proved largely successful. Okay, and despite the opposition's accusation of the IT systems being hacked into, you know, investigations proved otherwise. So I believe, and again, all the observers, including the former U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry, have satisfied the elections as free and fair. And he said that he could not question the integrity of the election process.
So why then do you think that we're seeing this type of reaction by Odinga, especially if he wants what's best for the country, and already we have several people who have been killed? So what do you think is behind this?
Well, it is so typical, you know, in Africa, where, you know, when there are elections, you know, the losing party tries foul. It happens in Ghana, Kenya, and elsewhere. Okay, I believe if Odinga really believes, is convinced that the verdict is wrong, he can take recourse, you know, in the courts, right, and not cause, you know, do anything to cause violence. Right now, about 20 people have been killed, at least, okay? And this is a needless loss of lives. So if he really believes that the election, you know, was rigged, he can go to the courts.
What do you think it's going to take to actually calm this down? Now, we know that he's already calling for a strike by his followers on Monday. Do you see the situation exacerbating, or can it be calmed?
Well, judging by what happened after the 2010 elections, right, the situation could happen again. Okay, you know, was it 2010 or 2007, when more than 1,200 people were killed? Okay, the violence that erupted in the aftermath of those elections. So there's a possibility that this could happen. So it is up to him. If he should prove his statesmanship, right, and call for calm, and let his supporters, you know, if there will be a strike, the strike must be nonviolent. That's all I can say for now. Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Jonathan Ofansa, publisher of Africa Briefing out of London.